Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Thank you, Mark Schlereth. Thank you for listening. Von Miller earlier today.
I want to say it's a must-win. We're going to kick the ass, though. Oh. Make sure you put that up there. We're going to kick the ass. They're going to get our best this week. I know last week was tough, the week before that, whatever. This week, Thursday night, prom time, they're going to get the Broncos' best.
Okay. All right, Von. That's
cool.
You
had a conversation with Case?
I don't know. Can I tell you my impressions?
Half of this is the offense, you know.
Half of it? 90% is the offense.
I'm talking about, disagreement.
Oh, kicking their ass. Oh, that's funny. Do we have any Case Keenum from today? Some Case Keenum for everybody? Yeah. I saw him talking today. Talk about an uninspiring dude.
He is.
There's nothing special about him.
His personality reminds me of Kyle Orton.
Yeah. There you go. Not Jake Plummer, Kyle Orton.
Not Kyle. Certainly not Jake the Snake.
Good comparison.
This is not Jake the Snake.
No. I thought it might be.
I thought he was going to have a little edge to him.
You know, he's kind of dry the one day that we did talk to him. And I was like, oh, maybe he's just, you know. No, that's who he is. He's uninspiring.
Man, I need a ball player, dog.
He's milquetoast.
I need a fist pumper.
Yeah, I mean, if you're winning, I guess it's fine, whatever your personality is. But
when we had Peyton Manning here, that was one of the worst qualities that he had.
What do you mean?
Score a touchdown and jog back to the sideline. But at least we were scoring touchdowns. But I wanted some inspiration,
Peyton,
man.
Peyton was so fun to be around.
And Peyton, I know, but I'm talking Peyton, about it was very workmanlike, you know, when we were.
Yeah, I guess. It was corporate. I mean, he was IBM.
Yeah, I'm like, man, golly, man. He was IBM. Scored a great touchdown. Get down in. Get on his head.
My bad. I forgot y'all were all football experts. I'm just Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I'm like, man, get on there. All those touchdowns still mean something to everybody here in Denver.
But you know what Peyton was? He was the smartest guy most of us have ever been around, just period. Had an unbelievable sense of humor. He did grind on guys a little bit because he asked so much, but he dictated the entire personality of the offense except for his final year here when Gary Kubiak decided to
strip him of his Hall of Fame credentials and hand the ball off Peyton. Yeah. We don't need you to throw the ball around. You know what? Yeah. You know who else did that to him? John Fox did that to him in his last year here.
Huh?
John Fox in the second half after we lost to the Rams. You don't remember that?
To who? Peyton?
To Peyton. Came in here and shut Peyton Manning down.
Oh, the whole like...
When we lost to the Rams...
Threw the ball too much game.
Oh, when we lost to the Rams, it was over. The Peyton Manning era of fantasy football. Well, what was it? What the owner call it? Star Wars numbers. The Star Wars numbers. Now he's got a statue of Peyton in front of his... stadium now, huh?
Rightfully so.
But when he was playing for the Broncos, he said that it didn't really matter. Those were just Star Wars numbers.
We took it for granted. We should have begged Peyton to play his fifth year.
Not in that offense. He couldn't have been good.
I don't care.
There's nothing easy out there.
I look back on it. I've said it on the air. I'm sorry, Peyton. Whatever I said critically.
I'm glad he got out when he did.
Should've
that offense
him.
Was crippling him.
Please that play offense, one more year.
That offense is built for somebody that is mobile and can get on the edge, create some confusion, some excitement with their legs. Not built for the guy who is struggling with neck issues and can barely feel his fingers. Not built for that warrior. That's a different offense, the one that he knows. One of the greatest players I've ever seen in person is Peyton Manning. Great player. Played with one of the worst offensive lines during his tenure here and still got it done.
Here's Case Keenum on leadership.
I trust the offensive line. You know, no matter who's in there, I think we've got seven or eight guys. You know, nine guys that can play. You know, whenever they need to. You know, and if that's specifically what you're asking about, because you know, those are some veteran guys that we've had up there, and you know, when you've got guys that have played together for a while, you know, they start getting a little rapport. But you know, I think that's why Matt, you know, having Matt in there.
All right, I'm falling asleep. Sorry.
Is that why you won't step up in the pocket? Step up in the pocket, man. You used to be a guy that stepped up in the pocket. Now you're floating like Trevor Siemian. If you want to lose me as a former defensive guy, start floating in the pocket. Take some guts to step up, man. It takes some real guts to step up in the pocket and trust your offensive line. If you're saying that you trust your offensive line, step up in the pocket.
All this being said, checking out the Cardinals closely, wow, are they bad. Why was their offense bad? I shouldn't. And it's muddy, and the there's just not a lot of open space out there. And Rosen's got a lot of talent, but you know he's definitely not comfortable in this offense.
My favorite guy coming out last year.
Oh my gosh, he would be with the right coach. Holy cow! If you got Josh Rosen with the right coach, look out. Josh Rosen playing for Bill Belichick would be unbelievable.
Yes. You know who else? I was looking at this
Josh
earlier.
McDaniels, I guess.
I was looking at this earlier, and for some reason, it just never worked out in the NFL as a head coach. But I was looking at Cam Cameron. I was talking about innovative play callers. And if you don't know who Cam Cameron is or was to the NFL, Cam Cameron was the offensive coordinator for those amazing San Diego Charger teams that put up great numbers. So great one year, they were beating the crap out of us. They ran a fumble rooski. And I'll never forget it because I was like, that is the lowest form of disrespect for a defense. They ran it against us, and I think the guy may have stopped at the 1 yard line, but it was or scored. It was just It was a bad day. It was a bad day for us playing the San Diego Chargers. And I'll never forget that. And he was a great coordinator. Went to the Miami Dolphins as a head coach. Was there for 1 year. Didn't work out. Went to the Baltimore Ravens.
Didn't work out there.
Didn't work out.
They fired him and they won a Super Bowl.
Fired him and won a Super Bowl. Guess where he is now?
I don't know where he is. Where?
He's at LSU.
Ah, they just had a big win.
They are rolling folks on offense.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a great offensive mind. Like you said, that some guys are coordinators and some guys are head coaches.
Sure.
This guy is just a great offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
You know who else is a great offensive coordinator?
Todd Haley.
You know I was going there.
Not a great head coach, though.
Not a great head coach.
But he is a good offensive coordinator.
Great offensive coordinator, Todd Haley.
Yeah, Wade Phillips, D.C., not a head coach. Happens. Some roles are just... First of all, a head coach is part politician.
Right.
You know, that's a big part of the job.
You're the face of the organization.
Yeah. You've got to be able to manage people. And, you know, it's a whole different skill set. Before I would hire a head coach, I want to make sure he, like, ran a hardware store at some point. Just be in charge of something.
Be in charge of something. How about being in charge of an offense or a defense or a special team?
I need to know that you're in charge of other human beings. That you've had people
what
work
you
for you. Under you.
You mean the offensive coordinator doesn't have control
of
other coaches?
Sure. I mean, it's the most traditional approach. But Vijay was only a DC for 1 year. I mean, who's under
True.
You as a cornerbacks coach, secondary coach?
Right.
Like a graduate assistant or something? I mean.
So you want to know if the guy ran a paper route?
If he was in charge of other people running the paper route. He got the paper route, and he developed the branches off that tree.
I kind of understand what you're saying there.
And you don't have to be old to do that. Just show me that you've had some sort of leadership.
Sean McVay is, 32 years old as head coach?
Were you the captain of your team in high school?
No, and most guys who play in the NFL were captain of their high school football team.
Okay, keep going then. Where are your leadership skills? Where'd you get them from? Who are your influences?
16 or 17 years coaching in the NFL? That's not good enough?
That's pretty good. Did you do anything? Did you run anything? Were you in charge of anything?
Wow. So that means that Sean McVay, who was 32 years old, who was under Mike Shanahan as a play caller,
mm-hmm.
under Kyle Shanahan
mm-hmm.
as a play caller, under Jay Gruden as a play caller,
mm-hmm.
this guy has no experience, but he gets a job out with the Rams.
It's risky, but guess who they put next to him?
They put a great defensive coordinator next to
him. That's right. And he is allowing Wade to be autonomous. It's not ideal, but if you're a young person, you got to take advantage of that some play somehow. It's something to look for.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, he had 1 year as offensive coordinator, D-Mac. I mean, Sean McVay had 1 year as offensive coordinator before he became head coach.
It's a risky move.
It's just that he's got much better personnel.
Well, that's true, too.
He's got much better personnel to work with.
Yeah, that's true, too. Les Snead did a good job. Les Snead is the GM of the Rams.
Well, Les Snead has done a great job.
And by the way, Les Snead is interesting because look at how Les Snead came up. Look at where he came up on the personnel side of things. You know, he wasn't just an overnight wonder. He wasn't just granted that job. He worked as a scout and then a previous GM. And
he was also Jeff Fisher's GM.
I was going to point that out. He's been the GM with the Rams since 2012. So there was a battle, basically, between Les Snead and Jeff Fisher.
This was his last shot.
And he won because he convinced their owner, Stan Kroenke.
This guy does not have the mojo.
He convinced him that if you give me a chance with something else, I'll make it happen for you. And Stan Kroenke, the owner, trusted his GM.
You got to have innovation, man. It's so uncomfortable to give up control of your business to somebody else. If I'm John Elway, I don't like the way that sounds. You're asking me to give up control of my football team?
Yeah, then retire. And we'll build a statue. You deserve it.
He's got a statue already, huh?
He does?
Does John have a statue?
He's got a thing. You
gotta have a statue for number 7.
Your own statue. I don't think he's got his own statue.
What do you mean? There's no statue of John?
He's like the Ring of Fame guys, the busts, but I don't believe there's a statue. There's a statue of Pat Bowlen.
Oh, of course. There should be like a statue of John Elway somewhere.
The statue of John Elway should be twice as big as a statue of Pat Bowlen.
What?
John's meant that much to the organization.
Oh, no. No. You can't say that.
Sure I can.
Oh,
because I mean
can't.
It.
You can't say that.
There's a statue of Peyton Manning.
Things roll downhill. If the owner doesn't get it right with the right coaches, the right GMs in place, basically, when you coach for Pat Bowlen, you have the right to pick your players, pick your team, and go play football. All the coaches got that except for John Fox. Because John Elway was in the position of general manager. You know who did get that? Who got the right to do whatever they want? And just basically just screwed it up? Josh McDaniels.
In a weird way, yeah. If you forget
that.
He had
the right to do anything he wanted to. He had the right to do in the beginning.
No. You forget about the Goodmans.
In the beginning.
No, you forget about the father-son general manager team, the Goodmans.
No, listen.
They fired the Goodmans. He did not have it in the beginning, but he fired the people that were over him.
No, they weren't over him. He always had autonomy when he came in here. Are you kidding me?
They were in the way. He got rid of them.
They may have been around, but his word was the last word. It's always been that way here.
After he got rid of them,
since Dan Reeves was here, that it's been that way. What are you talking about?
Do you not remember the Goodmans?
I do remember the Goodmans, but it doesn't matter.
What was their job?
They were in management.
Right.
But it doesn't matter about
the personnel department.
No, but it doesn't matter.
With Brian Sanders.
So let me ask you this. There's a general manager for the New England Patriots. Who gets the final call on all the roster spots?
Bill Belichick.
Okay. Josh McDaniels got that control here in Denver.
Eventually, yes. But
no, he did not.
He did not have that to begin
with. That. Are you
he did not,
me?
Al.
He did.
No, Al. He did not. He had the,
what's wrong with you?
What was
Why are you arguing
John?
Me on this one then? Why are you arguing me on this one? I'm telling you.
You're making it sound like Joe Ellis hired Josh McDaniels to be the GM and head coach, and he didn't. He did not.
There was a GM of record, but all the players that were selected to stay on the team was Josh McDaniels'
That's
call.
How it turned out, yes. That is definitely how it turned out.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Okay.
Who got rid of the Goodmans?
Josh McDaniels.
That's right. Why did he get rid of them?
He didn't need their influence.
Right. He wanted to control things.
He always had control.
Okay. Then why did he get rid of them?
Because he didn't want them around anymore.
Why? Why not? If he already had control.
People who don't want people around usually find ways to fire them.
No, but why did he want to get rid of them then? If he had total control,
I don't want your input.
All right, it doesn't matter. It happened. You know, Josh eventually got all the power. It wasn't intended to be
all
that way.
All the head coaches have had
and
the power.
And he worked with Brian Zanders.
Wow.
And him and Zanders worked together on it.
I'm telling you, all the coaches had the authority to do what they wanted to do. The general manager here in Denver has been a fixture to help the head coach in the scouting process.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the general manager has been and meant to the Denver Broncos until John Elway.
Yeah, kind of. You know, John needed to lean on Brian Zanders pretty heavy right in the beginning, for sure.
Then he got rid of him.
Then he got rid of him. Right. Right.
Don't need another GM. I'm the de facto GM.
Yep. Got rid of Brian, who now works for the Rams.
Look at me, sure.
Blah, 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 blah. Two Super Bowls. One we lose, one we win. Helping define what a championship team looks like has been part of his role and responsibility
you struggle
here for
with
the Denver
this,
Broncos.
Don't you?
I do
you're,
not because
you're
I
critical,
really understand.
But then you're critical, but then you want to be defensive, right?
No. But he needs to find
a seesaw.
No, I'm telling you, he's got to get off of this. He's got to move away from this traditional offensive set to get to something that is new.
Okay, I've already thrown it out there how I think he should do it. How do you think he should do it?
I think he should go get one of the guys that is a coordinator, not as a head coach, but a great coordinator
mm-hmm.
who has some of these wrinkles.
So you want to fire Bill Musgrave?
Yes.
All right. You want to keep Matt Russell?
Yes.
Okay. You want to keep Vance Joseph?
Yes.
You want to keep Joe Woods?
No.
So you want to replace your offensive coordinator again, which would be your third offensive coordinator with Vance Joseph.
But you're going to get a new quarterback too. You know that, right?
Oh, who are we getting?
Oh, we're getting a first round quarterback.
We're not though.
By accident,
I looked into it today.
By accident,
you know who there's there.
Hold on. By accident, okay. We just happened to go to Oregon last weekend,
and we're not going to get Herbert or Hebert. We're not going to get him.
We just happened to go down.
The Giants are going to tank the season, and they're going to draft him number one.
What do you mean?
I dug into the draft this
year.
That's
not who you have to worry about. You have to worry about the Raiders doing that.
The Raiders will try to do it, too.
The Raiders are trying to start the show off telling you that the Raiders are dumping everybody on their roster.
You're right. It's a race for Herbert. And the Broncos are just not going to be able to get in that race. Not this year.
Because we're going to... What Von Miller say that we're going to do to the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, we're going to kick their butt. Oh, my thing is all frozen up. Sorry.
There is such a benefit.
That's not what he said. That's not Von.
I know. I got the...
What did Von say?
I got it. He said this.
I want to say it's a must win. We're going to kick their ass, though. Mm. Make sure you put that up there.
Well,
we're going to kick their ass.
Can't get the number
one
pick.
We got this this week. I know last week was tough. The week before that, whatever. This week, Thursday night, prom time, you're going to get the Broncos' best.
I was going through some...
I can't get the number one pick if we keep winning games, D-Mac.
No, we can't. We're going to win some games. We're going to win some games. We'll probably win 6 or 7 games this year.
Can't be the number one pick.
No. We're going to end up with like the 15th. No, worse. We're going to be like 16, 17. We're going to win 5 or 6 games at least, maybe 7.
What? Wait a minute. If you win 6 games, what pick do you get?
10, probably.
No, that's way too high. That means that there are 9 teams that's worse than you. No.
Giants, Raiders, 49ers. I mean, I can go through it. They're
not picking quarterbacks.
Bills.
They're not picking quarterback. There's only one team that can pick a quarterback.
I know. It's going to be the Giants or the Raiders.
Right. 2 teams.
Right. I looked into it today. I dug through it.
I did too. I mean, I've been telling
you this.
Quarterbacks?
Who are the first-round quarterbacks?
Herbert
and
Locke.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, and the Broncos. So I don't know.
So we got two.
If you want to get Drew Locke, if you can, okay. I'm not impressed with Drew Locke though. He does not impress me.
You know
and
who I'd like to get to?
Lousy
though.
Leader. You know who the guy is, really, for the Broncos?
He's probably in Boulder. The guy in Boulder is really
I wouldn't
good.
Mind in the fifth or sixth round with Montez.
Ooh, Montez may be a first-round draft pick.
This is right up khaki pants world. This is right up Mike Evans' alley. It's second-round Ryan Lindley out of NC State. And the first pick for the Broncos is probably going to be DeAndre, what's-his-face, the cornerback out of Georgia.
Oh, maybe Ed, what's his name, Big Ed Oliver from University of Houston.
What's Ooh. He do? DeAndre Ooh. Baker.
Have you seen Ed Oliver?
What position does he play?
Oh, my goodness.
No, who? Who is he?
That dude is a home wrecker.
Who is he? What position?
Defensive tackle.
Oh,
wow. Oh my goodness.
I wish we could take defensive tackles.
What do you mean?
Dude, the dam is broken. There's spouts of that we water don't have all over the place.
So you want to take Lindley with the first round draft
No,
pick?
Second round. You
well,
don't
then what, are you,
the
what are you doing with the first round
DeAndre
pick?
DeAndre Baker, cornerback out of Georgia.
I'm telling you, Ed Oliver is a Ndamukong Suh.
Dude,
excuse me. He's an Aaron Donald clone. You don't want that guy?
No, of course I'd love him.
Okay,
but
then.
We need a starting left tackle,
dude. We
a
are
starting
so,
cornerback
did you hear John
and a
Elway?
Starting quarterback.
Did you hear John Elway talk about how soft we were on our defensive line? We got guys who won't hustle hard now.
Dude.
We got guys who don't even. You know what? There are some guys on this team right now who believe that they were part of a Super Bowl run 3 years ago. And because they play for the Broncos, other teams are going to let them have their way. And they haven't earned the right to be on the field right now. Right. And I don't know why it is that way, but somebody's got to talk to this group of defensive linemen who think that they are entitled to just show up and have the other team just, you know, turn it down. We are soft up front. And I told you when I watched Kerr last weekend, number 92.
If you want a first-round defensive tackle, man, that's fine with me. I would take a cornerback.
I need some more hustle. I need some more heart.
Either way, we blew our chance to take a quarterback that meant something. We blew it.
We need linebackers.
We need everything.
We need linebackers. We need corners. We need linebacker. We need corner. We need D-tackle.
Right. We need left tackle.
But we are so good. We're so good at safety. We are so good. I can't wait to see Sua Cravens.
Okay.
I cannot wait to see Sua Cravens.
You're too
line up for the Broncos. What?
You're a riot.
What do you mean? I can't wait to see Sua Cravens line up for the Broncos. It's like seeing a change.
You're like somebody that's landed on the moon, and you're like, man, our vehicle is totally broken. There's no way. But look at this view.
Look at the view. Sometimes
oxygen,
you know,
is running low. We have no way to get back off the moon. But holy cow, I can see Africa.
Huh?
I can see North America.
There you
that.
Go. Much
it's,
better.
It's sunset in Iceland.
Hey, my coach said that as a player, this is who I was. He said, Alfred, you know, you're always so happy lucky. He said, you know what? If you were ever thrown into I can't even tell the whole joke because I don't know if it.
Nice job. We'll come back with more of your calls.
It's a horse crap joke.
It's
so.
The drive on Sports Radio 104.3.
You know it, you know it.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
You're funny. You're funny. You're funny, Brian.
Man, my workouts have been going fabulous.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
I'm happy to hear that.
Golly, man. I feel so incredibly good. You know, my buddy CJ, he wanted to challenge me like on a workout deal.
Oh, dear. Stop that stuff.
No, I'm serious. He did one of those. He went and got him an Apple Watch.
Whoopie-doo for CJ.
He wanted to get some.
And what?
Oh man, you don't have an Apple Watch.
The challenges. Listen, we give up on the challenges.
You're done?
We're all like 50 years old.
Who?
We just need to not drop dead tomorrow.
Who's done with challenges? Man, I'm here to get it in. I'm here to embarrass people.
When's the Thriller dance practice?
This will be as soon as I can fit back into one of my old ball player suits. Because I need to fit in those old ball player suits because they cost me a lot of money.
All right. How far away are you from that?
About 3 months.
Huh? That's a good challenge.
But
CJ's like,
I mean, I'm looking like a old Steve Harvey rerun in those suits, though. I can't wear those suits now. Everybody's wearing the tight leg stuff. You know, I need to get some of that tight leg stuff. I need my wardrobe to represent, just like I need my offensive coordinators to represent new school.
There you go.
Didn't Zach bring up a great stat about Case Keenum and the play action fakes and how great he was?
He was. Oh, he was asked about that today.
But, you know.
I got that, actually.
But not many play action fakes, D-Mac, last week.
No. Apparently, Bill Musgrave doesn't like that. I didn't know you wanted to fire Bill Musgrave, by the way.
Well, but, I want new. I want direction. I want to make the offense work, man. Case Keenum is not the guy in this offense.
By the way, the problem with the Broncos is the offense. It's not the defense. The defense hasn't had a great couple of weeks in stopping the run. That's true. But they aren't the big problem. The big problem is the offense. You're right about that.
You know, through the first 3 weeks of the season, the Broncos' rush defense was ranked fourth, averaging 77.7 points per game.
And I told you, watch out, because we weren't ready. I do remember, D-Mac, you know what you told me when I said, man, this defense is being pushed around. Oh, they're fine. They're fourth in the NFL. And I said, okay.
Yeah, they are fine. They only gave up 23 points last Sunday.
Boom!
I don't care how many rushing yards they gave up.
323 yards rushing.
So what?
Wait. No, the week before that, when the Kansas City Chiefs really gave us the business, they gave everybody in the NFL the blueprint. Run at them. They're going to be soft. You're going to have 100 yards rushing just because they arm tackle and they don't put a body in front of a body. That's embarrassing.
All right, here's Case Keenum about play action.
You know, it depends. I do like play action. I like run action. I like, I like taking shots with that stuff. I think Bill does a good job mixing it up. You know, drop back, play action, some of the keeper game stuff. So, I like it all.
Okay, you bore me. You're boring, dude. You had this amazing chance, and you're blowing it.
All I wanted was the Case Keenum that was going to be the gunslinger. I've been saying, I said that from day one, like, hey, man, if this guy is going to sling it around the field, man, and give us a chance, instead he's throwing in the tight windows where he shouldn't throw, like the throw to the tight end, that's not a gunslinger's throw. That's a rookie's throw. That's a hey, man, coach called a seam route for the tight end, let me throw the seam route. Even though that play had to be an Aaron Rodgers perfect throw.
Dude, how about Aaron Rodgers last night?
Oh, man, did you see that touchdown to Devontae Adams?
How do you like they're in field goal position, they're 16 seconds, and he wants to get a little closer for Mason
Crosby.
And
he keeps looking over at the sideline, hey, oh, I got it, got it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Totally in charge.
I got it.
Dude's awesome.
Oh, field goal. No. I got it.
I got it. Relax. R-E-L.
Field goal.
Relax.
This will be a 27-yard field goal attempt. Off the left hash mark. Hunter Bradley the snap. J.K. Scott down on one knee. Arm extended. Here it is. Placement made. Kick is up. It is good.
Yes.
Mason Crosby delivers the dagger. Go. 1 week after his worst day ever, he delivers the dagger tonight. And the Packers win 33-30.
Yeah, he made it, by the way, nice little Colorado connection there. J.K. Scott from Mullen High School, Alabama. Mason Crosby, CU. There you go. That's cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The way that Aaron Rodgers was like, hey, no, I got it. Phil, go. No, I got it. 17 seconds. Phil, go. No, I got it. 11 seconds. Phil, go. No, I got it.
It's all good.
6 seconds. Field goal. Okay, that's cool. Come on.
Let's go.
You see him waving off? Do you see him waving off the field goal team?
Loved it.
No. Y'all, no. We good. We're good.
Can I get you a little closer?
Get you closer, man.
Yeah.
Field goal. No. 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 I got it. I got two more plays. Hey, I got 28 seconds. I got two more plays. No, he had 17 seconds and got two more. He got three plays off in 17 seconds. Two of them were for first down.
Yeah, it's funny because with the Broncos, it'd be the exact opposite. The Broncos would get it at the 50-yard line, and Brandon McManus was like, I got it. No, I got it. I'm good. You guys get off the field, offense. I got it.
How can you go from second and two to second and 30? How can you go from second and two? To second and 30 on the same drive in the same series.
Well, let me go to Jesse. He may have a clue. Jesse, you're on the fan. Yes, Jesse.
First off, thank you guys for what you guys do. I'm a first-time caller.
Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, you make my 40-minute commute a whole lot
nice.
More pleasant.
Nice.
Okay, get to it. So Garrett Bowles has a serious, nasty holding issue. And I was thinking... you know when you buy a cone for a dog, put it on their head so they can't do some nasty business?
Mm-hmm. You want to put a cone on Garrett Bowles?
What if we took, it's winter time, there's plenty of mittens at the store.
Just put some big mittens on them.
Take some big mittens on Garrett Bowles' hands.
No fingers.
Practice every day.
There you go. Great idea, Jesse.
No.
All right, appreciate it.
Gloves.
Okay, thank you.
I would say...
It's a fun idea.
It's not actually his hands that get him in trouble, it's his hand placement. He's got guys up around the neck. I'm like, I know it was not holding. I know he didn't hold. But everybody's been taught, you know, fellas, you guys remember playing ball where the coach tells you, you know, you're blocking, your hand placement is bad, reposition your hand. He never repositions his hands after the initial set. It's the weirdest thing that I've ever seen. Like, everybody's been told, hey, even as a defensive lineman, hey, set, hands there, remove, reshape, work the hands again,
okay.
Get in action. You know, this guy actually hits hands here, and he just kind of like keeps the hands there, and then I'm going to yank you down to the ground.
I hope you save that.
I can't help it.
I hope you save that. And on that note, Carl, Reed, Mike, hang on. The Avs are losing 1-0 right now.
The NBA starts in roughly 19 minutes.
Here we go. Nuggets in action tomorrow.
What do you think, Big Sexy? You excited about this year's NBA season?
Can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be thrilling to see the Golden State Warriors win another NBA championship.
You're not ready to see the Lakers take on the Golden State Warriors in the West?
I don't know. I'm thrilled. I can't wait. What time does it start?
You're not ready to see Carmelo Anthony and the Houston Rockets in the West?
I'm dialed in. I got my DVR set on 19
Come
games.
Come on, man. What happens if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt? Are we looking at the Houston Rockets beating the Golden State Warriors? Come on, man.
If you don't
love basketball, boy, if you love basketball, this year is going to be great.
We're right on the cusp of minimal effort for 43 minutes and then real good, honest-to-goodness, you know, effort for 5. Unless the game's already a blowout, and then we'll just cash it in.
I just love it.
I know you do.
I'm addicted.
I know you are.
And I will be watching basketball tonight, even though there's great baseball playoffs going on right now.
That's right. And it's really super great because the Red Sox are winning. This is The Drive on The Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Hey. Don't write yourself off. We'll go through a couple calls to set you up nicely. We have the drive reloaded so you can hear us scream about everything, and it'll be awesome. Mike, you're on the fan. Hi, Mike.
Guys, a couple of quick things. First, John Elway being a great quarterback, it just doesn't. Oftentimes, great NFL players don't translate to great GMs.
It happens.
Very rare, actually.
Yep.
And I think this is one of those cases. My question to you is, I'm a firm believer in the trenches, the guys in the trenches. I think they should be the second highest paid players next to the quarterback. My question to you is, the last year when Case Keenum was in Minnesota, he played really well. I suspect that was a very good line you played behind, and I can't. They can keep picking quarterbacks all they want. It's not going to go anywhere until we get guys in the trenches that know what they're doing.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Now,
I would say that Case Keenum played great last year because he played in a dome. You know, all of the problems that come with playing outside are available in every game that Case Keenum has participated in this year with the Denver Broncos.
You know where they're playing on Thursday.
In a dome.
That's right,
so
baby.
So look for Case Keenum to have a great day. No weather conditions, not windy.
Nope.
None of those things. Case Keenum's going to ball out of control. Watch what I tell you. Short week on the road, he's going to ball out of control because it's a dome.
They'll probably actually have the roof open because the weather, 80 degrees and sunny all day. But maybe don't they close the roof for televised games no matter what? I think they do. I think that's, you know, either way, it'll be great. And that's a great stadium, by the way. It's a fantastic stadium if you haven't been there.
Carl, and hold on, let me give you the games where Case Keenum played last year in a dome. Does warm weather count? Early year, warm weather, can we count
this
that?
This is your philosophy. Ask yourself.
Okay, I'm going to say no chance of bad weather. New Orleans Saints, Pittsburgh Steelers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Lions, Chicago Bears, Green Bay, all in great weather, October 15th. I'm going to go to October 15th. Then, in the dome against the Ravens, win. At Cleveland, who were terrible, win. At the Washington Redskins, that was a win. Win at Minnesota again. At Detroit, win. At Atlanta, win. Loss in Carolina. Cincinnati Bengals, at home, win. Win at Green Bay, very impressive. A win at home with Chicago. Okay, I mean, that's what's going on.
Let's go to Carl. You're on the fan. Hi, Carl.
You guys were thinking of a nickname for Case Keenum. Got the perfect one for you, bro. Eeyore. He walks out there with his head down saying, thanks for noticing me. That's all he wants to be is noticed. It's Eeyore. We need Tigger out there, not Eeyore.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Carl.
You got to stop that, Carl. What is up with Carl?
Carl likes Eeyore.
Carl, what are you doing, Carl? What are you doing, man?
He's got his hand stuck in the honeypot.
Thanks for noticing.
Thanks for noticing me.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess it's going to rain. My hands are really small.
Oh, man, you're killing me, dude. Killing me, man.
I'm Case Keenum. I'm an underdog. I wrote a book.
Underdog is supposed to be here to save the day. Underdog. What's Underdog's theme song? I know I'm dating myself here a little bit, but Underdog has a theme song.
I don't know.
You never watched Underdog growing up?
I'm Underdog.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls. I wrote a book about being an underdog. My wife reads me plays. I'm Case Keenum.
The only undrafted player in the NFL that's starting for the Broncos.
He's it, baby. The lowest evaluated quarterback who's a starter in the NFL is Case Keenum. I'd like to introduce Case Keenum. Keenum. Case. What's your name, little fella? Keenum.
I'm telling you.
Keenum?
Sure as my voice is going over these airwaves.
How does John
Case
make that
Keenum
mistake?
Is going to be in a dome game on Thursday night, and he's going to ball out of control.
Chase Keenum.
Chase! Chase Keesum.
Chase Keesum.
He could. I said, you know, if the Broncos win like 30-13, I won't be surprised.
I just need him to just ball out, man. Just don't worry about throwing interceptions and none of that stuff. We just need the gunslinger we got in game one. That was a good win against the Seattle Seahawks. I tried to tell you back then it was. They are not a stinky team. That's a good team we beat.
All right.
But you got to play like a gunslinger. You cannot just be sitting back there holding the football.
Enjoy the NFL tonight.
Huh?
It's time to go.
You mean NBA?
What'd I say?
You said NFL.
Oh, NBA.
Yeah. And
we'll be in Phoenix, by the way, or Arizona, Glendale, wherever, Scottsdale, someplace. We'll be down there tomorrow through the rest of the week. We'll be covering this all live and in beautiful palm tree color. Mm. We'll be right next to the In-N-Out Burger.
For my partner, D-Mac. Hopefully you'll make the flight tomorrow for Big Sexy.
Yeah, thanks. I
the man who will call me to make sure that I don't miss mine.
Gotta feed my gerbil named Nibbles.
And my man, Kyle Berry. Appreciate y'all always looking out for me, Kyle. Strawberry man. I'm Big Al. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 on the Drive. Good night, everybody.
Gotta rewind my tapes.